Many Warriors taking on the Oakland Okers. That's when you just couldn't come up with anything better. You are the Okers of Oakland. I don't know what an okra is. And okra is, and I don't think that's what they are. It's something else. Oakland coming in 1-0. They beat Sutherland 58-21 last night. They are a big team. They will start a 6'7 freshman, Jackson Clark, 6'1 senior, Jacob Chenoweth, and then three guards, 5'10, 5'10 James Bainbridge, number 21, Joseph Fusco, or Fusco, who's a 5'8 junior, and Colton Jacobs, a 5'10 junior. But on their bench, they have 6'3, 6'3, 6'3, 6'2, 6 foot, 6 foot, so 6'1. They've got some length that's not playing. Their best player is, I don't know what his name is, but he is out. I think he might be number 41. I don't see 41 dressed down. Their best post player, best basketball player, broke his wrist in football and so will not be playing until probably another week or so. He's got his cast off, but he is not back to playing just yet. So Amity Warriors playing this game will be the designated visiting team, and the Okers will be the home team. Amity will be going left to right in front of us to start the first half. So for the Warriors, it's going to be Howard, Grove, Carton, Vrell, and Oyua starting out. And I will say this for the 6'7 Clark kid from Oakland. So his uncle is the head coach, a guy by the name of Jeff Clark. And he's also the superintendent at Oakland. And Jeff Clark's about 6'8", something like that. Big guy. Was a real good athlete back in the day. Been coaching forever. Was a girls basketball coach for a long time at Oakland, I think. Been the boys coach for a while, I believe. His nephew is the 6'7 kid, but he's just a freshman, not real strong yet, still developing. Wouldn't be starting if their best player was in the lineup. So he's kind of their emergency starter. So Colton Jacobs, number 3, a junior, 5'10". Number 13, Jacob Fusco, the son of one of their assistant coaches, Jeff Fusco, 5'8 junior, and I think he's their leading scorer right now after one game. Bainbridge, number 21, 5'10 senior. And then Chenoweth is a 6'1 senior. And Clark is a 6'7 freshman. And he looks like a freshman. Kind of gangly, lanky. Not a lot of muscle yet. He's got some development to do, but I would be paying attention to this Oakland team over the next couple of years as he develops as a post player. Probably has the whole inside-out package, I would assume. Just doesn't have the strength yet to really be effective at the varsity level. It takes some time. He'll jump center with Howard. JJ giving up about 4 inches, 5 inches out there to Clark. But JJ wins the tap easily. Oyua chases it down, gives it to Grove, and we're off and going, folks. Grove brings it up. Hesitation dribble, gets in the lane, out to Carton on the right wing. Carton looking inside, nothing there. Man-to-man defense for the Okers. Carton drives, leaves for JJ. Three-pointer left wing, hits it. Just like that, JJ feeling it after last night. He had 3 threes last night. Howard gets the Warriors on the board. Oakland with the ball. On the left wing, it's Jacobs holding it. Kicks it to Clark, popping out. Over to Fusco. Fusco will take a three. He returns the favor. He's their best shooter, best scorer. 5'8 guard. So they chase 3-pointers. Carton works his way down, leaves it for Grove. Wide open three. Hits it. Andrew Grove, that's good to see. Warriors need Grove to get his feet under him, take good shots, not rush it. When he has an open look, knock it down, which he just did. Jacobs on the right wing with it. Looking for somebody popping out. They do. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Swing it over to Fusco. Fusco starts to drive. We're going to get a hand check on Vrell. called mainly because Fusco kind of lost his balance with Keon's hand on him. So it looked like more of a push maybe than it was. Inbound to Clark. Clark, right block, turns to the left hand, misses. Carton with a rebound. Carton looking to push, middle of the floor. Over to Vrell, right angle three, too strong. Saved by Oyuwa, but pulled down by Bainbridge. Bainbridge to Fusco, ahead for Jacobs. Jacobs for three, no good. Rebound, Chenoweth. Chenoweth backs it out. Is swinging around on the right side to Bainbridge. Bainbridge looking inside, nothing there. Clark pops out, gives it to Fusco on the left wing. Fusco will take another three. In and out, rebound. Oyuwa, stronger than everybody else, just takes that ball from him. Grove ahead to J.J. Howard. J.J. working the left side, drives, pulls up, hooks a pass to Grove on top, drives, little floater, offensive foul. Questionable call there. At halftime, maybe we can get Sarah Lynn to come on. Will you go ask her for me? See if she'll do that. Send my wife down there to be my messenger. See if Sarah will come up at halftime and visit with us about the start to the season. We haven't interviewed any of the girls yet. Clark on the wing. Hits Chenoweth popping out. Fusco on the left wing. Fusco drives, hangs, foul. Got himself into traffic. My wife's talking to Sarah. Sarah's all embarrassed, being the goofy, giggly little girl that she is sometimes. Fusco to the line. 6-3, Warriors on top. Fusco hits the foul shot. I mean, he's the guy. He's taken the three. He's driven to the hoop. He's going to be the one that's a handful for the Warriors. Gets them both. Warriors up 6-5 with the ball. Devin calls out what he wants. Grove works left, leaves it for J.J., top of the key. Swings it over to Vrell, lost it, gets it back, gets a little screen. Carton on top for three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Fusco with a rebound. Gets bumped by Oyuwa, no call. Fusco up the middle of the floor. Shakes off a teammate, wasn't there. Over to Chenoweth on the left angle, looking for a cutter. Now hits Clark, popping out on the right side. Fusco for three, no good. Oyuwa high for the rebound. Good board by Miles. Vrell hard up the right side. Loses the ball. Carton saves. Back to Vrell. Vrell right to the rim. Lays it up and in. Everybody was out of position because of the loose ball. And somebody's down. Is that Fusco? He didn't get back up after the loose ball. Now he does. Maybe took a little hip pointer there on the floor. That's what it looks like. Maybe banged his hip going diving for that loose ball. Or maybe he took a knee to the butt. That's another possibility. If you've ever had that happen, that'll make you move slowly for a while. He just needs to work this out. He's jogging it off here. Fusco with the ball up on top. Carton up on him. 8-5. Warriors on top by three. Jacobs on the left wing. Looking for cutters. Nothing there. Popping out. Bainbridge wants to drive. Works his way down. Gets the foul on Vrell. Got right up into Vrell's chest. Turned into him. Drew the foul. Your phone. .429 left to go. First quarter. 8-5 Amity. To the line, Bainbridge to shoot two. Buries the first one. Into the game, air to replace Vrell. Vrell's got two fouls to go with his 2 points. One more coming for Bainbridge. 5'10 senior guard. Misses that one. JJ with the rebound. Warriors up two, aired out on the right side, gets down low. Oh, tried to find Oyuwa. Oyuwa lost his balance. He thought he was going to be able to post up, and there was nobody there, and the pass is picked off. Jacobs gets it over to Bainbridge on the right wing, looking for a cutter going through. Not there. Fullerton into the game. We're going to get a foul on the drive before the shot. Bainbridge attacking. It's going to be on Aird, his first. Warriors still up 2, 4:12 left to go, first quarter. Oh, that's the fifth foul on the Warriors. It doesn't matter that it was on the floor. Oakland yet to commit a foul, according to the officials. Warriors have 5 of them. First one misses. One more coming for Bainbridge. He's 1 out of 3 so far. Second one is good. So 1-point Warrior lead as we come up on the 4-minute mark to go. Carton on the right wing. Down to Aird in the corner. Aird fakes, drives, draws the foul. It's going to be the first foul. And it's going to be ball out of bounds to the Warriors. Fouls on 44, Chenoweth. J.J. and Fullerton mixing it up a little bit at the foul line. Grove starts to drive, tries to get a pass to Oyua and throws it away. Halfway through the first quarter, 8-7 Amity on top. Hit a couple of threes to get things started. Been quiet since then. First two trips down the floor hit threes, I believe. Fullerton, all tipped out by Carton. Oakers ball on the side. Bainbridge will inbound. Bainbridge looking for somebody. Finally gets it out on top to Fullerton. Fullerton, hesitation, drive. Little running hook shot, no good. Bainbridge with a rebound. Blocked by Oyua. Fullerton gets the board. Out to Chenoweth. Swings it to Jacobs on top. Over to Bainbridge. Bainbridge looking for a cutter. Stolen by J.J. J.J. ahead to Andrew. Andrew, 1-on-3. Takes it in. Hangs. Misses. Loose ball. Grove saves it. To Aird. Aird to the foul line. Back to Carton. Carton drives. We're going to get him for a foul. All the Oaker fans calling for a travel. Foul's going to be on Chenoweth, his second. And the second team foul into the game. Conquelo replaces J.J. with 3:14 to go first quarter. So Aird, Quelo, Carton, Oyua, and Grove on the floor. Woody into the game replaces Chenoweth. So they get a little smaller. They have Clark at 6'7", and then 4 guards on the floor. So not using that link they have on the bench much. Grove, Aird out on top. Carton popping out. Gets the ball way out on the left side. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Carton steps back for 3. Short. Long rebound. Grove drives. Kicks to Carton. Left corner 3. That one short also. Good look for Carton on the second one. The first one might have been a little forced. It's a drive down the right side. Nowhere to go. Cut off. Double team. Back out to Clark. Swings it on top to Fullerton for 3. No good. Rebound Quelo in traffic. Quelo ahead to Grove on the left side. Grove pulls up for 3. No good. Rebound Quelo. Quelo backs it out to the left wing. Resets things. Now dribbles out to the top of the key. Quelo drive. Kick to Grove for 3. Halfway down, won't stay. Warriors are getting wide open looks from three-point range. Just not able to drop it in the bucket right now. Jacobs. Aird guarding him. Jacobs gives it to Clark, popping out. Right side, Woody. Woody holding, looking for a cutter as they run through a little wheel motion offense there against this man-to-man defense. And we're going to have a hand check on Aird, his second foul. So he and Vrell both with 2 here in the first quarter. That's going to put one of the Oakers on the line to shoot 2 shots. J.J. coming back in, probably getting Miles out of the game, I would guess.
Fouls on 0, Brandon Aird.
So to the line is Bainbridge. He'll shoot 2. It's 2 for 4 from the line so far. Still an 8-7 Warrior lead, but the Warriors' offense gone cold after making those first two threes. Only scored 2 points. Bainbridge misses badly. Very inconsistent on his shot. Now they're going to get aired out. So Oyuwa is going to stay in. So it's Oyuwa, Howard, Carton, Coelho, and Grove. 1:53 remaining first quarter. Bainbridge with a chance to tie it up with his second one. Misses that one too. J.J. High for the rebound. J.J. High points the rebound as well as anybody. There's a drive down low. Shot blocked. Carton with the rebound. Lays it up and in. Carton finishes well for a guy who's maybe 6 feet tall on a good day. Finishes well inside. Moves that ball left to right. Warriors up 10-7. Drive, little floater is good for Fullerton. J.J. coming the other way to Carton on the left wing. Back out to Howard. Howard, Fullerton on him. Drives, kicks. Carton had the three, doesn't take it. Drives instead, and he's going to draw the foul. Carton drawing contact on the drive. He'll shoot two. As he drove but got into that shooting motion before contact. 10-9 in favor of Amity. Carton a chance to add to that with two free throws. Third team foul on the Okers. Carton hits the first one. We're going to have a timeout taken by Amity. Let's see if this is going to be a full or a half. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. 1:15 remaining in the first quarter, 11-9 in favor of Amity. Carton will have one more free throw coming after the break here. So far, it's been very balanced for the Warriors. Howard and Grove both hit a three. Carton's got 3 points. Varel has two for Oakland. They have 5 points out of Fusco, who's been out of the game with that hip since he went down. He went a couple more possessions, and then they subbed him out. He hasn't been back in, and he's their best offensive player. Bainbridge has two. Fullerton has two. Oyuwa has played this whole first quarter so far. Trying to give them a little muscle out there against the 6'7 Clark, who's a freshman, not very strong. Oyuwa's done a good job of being physical with him. One more for Trent. Free throw. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Clark with the rebound. Devin might ice his own free throw shooter there. Minute 10. Fusco back into the game. Over to Jacobs on the right wing, looking for cutters coming through on the little circle cuts around the foul line. There's a drive, and that should be offensive. It is. Fusco runs down Coelho. Coach Clark just furious on the sideline. Just chewing out the official. Could have got himself a technical. Now he turns and works on the other official, headed back up the sideline. Coelho looks at him like, wow, never seen a coach get that mad before. Coach Clark chewing on that gum pretty hard. Got a little Bobby Knight in him. He's old school. Top of the key, Grove with a little runner. Drops it in, the little teardrop floater from Grove. Hasn't been able to get that one to fall this year. That one goes. It's 13-9, 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Warriors extend their pressure now, full court. Jacobs hooks a long pass ahead to Clark. Clark turns with the left hand up, misses, ball tipped. Fullerton with it, gets into the lane, kicks it back out. Deep three for Jacobs, hits it. Colton Jacobs with his first points of the game, cuts it to a one-point game. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Carton, baseline, hangs, misses, gets it back, blocked by Clark. And Clark, we're going to get a foul on Oyuwa away from the ball. And who's going to go to the line? Is it Clark going to the line? Miles is very confused. Can't figure out how he got that foul called on him. I didn't think he fouled him either. I didn't see that, but Trent took a shoulder from Clark after the block shot. That was the only contact I saw. Clark hits the free throw, his first point of the game. 6'7" freshman. Needs to put about 20 or 30 pounds on in the next couple of years. Probably needs to stop growing vertically. His dad is 6'10", mom is 6'3". So he may not be done growing. Misses the stop. Second one rolls in. Well, tried to miss it. Oakland with a 14-13 lead. Carton with 6 seconds. Drives. Going to be an offensive. Yep. Offensive foul on Trent. A lot of talk between. They said he threw his left elbow out on the drive. May have. 3.6 seconds to go. First quarter. 14-13 in favor of Oakland. Warriors extend their pressure again. Fusco. Traveled. Oakland fans are vocal behind us here. It's like sitting by Amity fans. It's fun. So Warriors get the ball back with 2.3 seconds after Fusco traveled. Good defense by Trent to come up and surprise Fusco. Couldn't get the dribble down because Trent was there trying to get around him. JJ with it. Takes about a 35-footer. No good. And rolled his ankle coming down. Landed on the defensive player, I think. So JJ not hopping back up. And I think the pain has hit there. He may have a pretty good sprain. Grandpa telling him to walk it off. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. All right, we're going to take a break. It is 14-13 Oakland after one quarter. We'll be back with more Warrior basketball after these messages. All right, we're back here at Sutherland High School getting ready to start the second quarter of boys basketball action between your Warriors and the Oakland Okers. 14-13 Okers lead. They scored the last 5 points of the first quarter, and Howard probably out the rest of the game after landing on a foot coming down on a last-second three-point attempt. Into the game for the Warriors going to be Dyer, Yoakum, Carton, Quelo, and Grove. For the Okers, they're going to go a little smaller. Carlson, 6'3", looks like an offensive lineman post. Fullerton, Woody, Fusco, and Jacobs. So not as much length as they had out there with the 6'7 Clark kid. It'll be Oakland ball to start the second quarter. Warriors going left to right in front of us. So defensively down at our left end here. All right, Oakland ball. We are waiting. Here we go. Finally, Fullerton going to inbound. Fullerton. We're going to get a foul down low on the offensive lineman, Carlson. So his first team foul, obviously, with no time off the clock before the ball was even inbounded. All right, here we go. Warriors with the ball. Clock finally starts there, about 3 seconds late. Grove works the top of the key, starts to drive. Might have traveled, didn't get called. Yoakum over to Trent. Carton with it, crosses over, works his way down, and a 5 second call. Never made a move to get past the defender. He was getting ready to try to do a high post pass. Didn't pick up his dribble soon enough. 5 seconds on the dribbling call. Closely guarded. So both teams start off with a quick turnover. Fusco with the ball. Coelho will pick him up as he crosses half court. A little bit past there. Swings it out left side to Jacobs. Jacobs looking for the cutter. Popping out is Carlson. Swings it to Fusco. Fusco with the drive, fouled by Coelho. Coelho's first. First team on the Warriors. Going to get Okers ball right side of the key on the baseline. Inbounding here. Going to be Jacobs triggering it in. Fusco, right corner three, hits it. So just like that, Fusco, 8 points in the game, leading scorer. gives the Okers a four-point lead. Grove leaves it for Yoakum, swings it to Carton for three from the right side. Looks good. Is nice shot by Trent Carton. He's got six. Cuts it back to a one-point game. He missed his first three attempts. On the right side with it, Woody looking for a cutter. Gets it to Fullerton, popping out. Swings it left side to Fusco. Another three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Rebound. Good job by Dyer. Dyer gets the ball to Carton. Carton hands to Grove. Nope, fakes the handoff to Grove. Pulls up from the elbow. Missed everything. It's a good little stop and pop, but too strong on the release. Aird coming in at the next dead ball. Warriors down one. 17-16 with 6.5 to go in the first half. Jacobs looking for the cutter. A little short on the shot was Carlson. He made a nice cut and had a lay-in. Just left it short. Got rim checked. Carton with the drive. Fouled. Couldn't finish. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Carton really the only Warrior that consistently attacks the basket off the dribble. Maybe too often sometimes, but that aggression is necessary to keep that defense. This was help defense coming across that fouled him. So that's what happens when you attack. If you can beat your man, you just have to make a good decision with the ball. Once you beat your man, where's the help defense? Who's open? Am I better to shoot? Pull up, take it to the rim, pass the ball. All the decisions have to be made. Both good for the Warriors. Aired in, Carton out. Carton with 8 points in the first half. Gets a break for the first time today. Devin talking to him about, I think, probably defensive positioning here as much as anything right now. Nope. He's talking to him about offensive sets. I can tell by the body language of Devin down there. Carlson swings it to Fusco, fakes the three, drives to the left hand, dumps it down low to Woody, bobbles it back out to Fullerton. Jabs right, goes left. Picks up his dribble, out to Fusco, drives right, hangs, little floater off the glass, no good. Carlson puts it up and in. Carlson with his first basket. Okers back up one. Oyua coming in, next dead ball. Quelo drives baseline, picks up his dribble, back out to Grove. Grove, jab right, goes left, offensive foul. What was that? Got Quelo on a shoulder. Little rub there. That's, I thought it was on Grove at first. Second on Quelo. Oyua coming in. Clark coming in. Oyua in for Dyer. Clark in for Carlson. Fusco walks it up. Takes his time getting across half court. Over to Fullerton on the left wing. Fullerton looking for Clark. No, a lot of contact. No foul there as Fusco gets in the way. Drive to the basket. Missed. Ball knocked out of bounds. Warriors ball off of Clark and out of bounds. Looked like Bainbridge missed that shot on the drive. Warriors ball down one. Coming up on the 5 minute mark to go here in the first half. Grove, deep three pull up. No good. Not even close on that one. Short, maybe left also. Ball goes out of bounds. 24-foot pull-up. The problem is you can kind of get that shot anytime you want it. So taking it before you run your offense, probably not what Devin wants Andrew to do in that situation. Woody running off some screens, gets the ball in the right corner. Picks it back up, out on top to Fusco. Fusco with it. Guarded by Quelo. Quelo giving him a couple of steps. Fullerton over to Bainbridge on the left side. Bainbridge down to four on the shot clock. Air ball. Going to go out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Good defensive set that time for Amity. 4:32, second quarter. Grove. Meanders up the floor, leaves it for Quelo. Quelo with the drive, the hang, off-balance shot, not good. Aird with the rebound, fouled on the shot. Good hustle by Aird because that was just kind of a loose ball rebound. He just reached in and grabbed it before one of the Okers could get their hands on it. And then got fouled as he tried to put it back up and in on the right side. So Aird to the line. Misses the first one. Carton coming back in. Carton getting Grove out. One more coming for Aird. 6'2 senior. Good free throw shooter usually. That first one was uncharacteristic. It's the second one. Tie game 19, 4:20 to go in the first half. Fusco walks it up slowly. Still walking with a bit of a funny gait. I think that left hip is still bothering him. Warriors haven't exploited his lack of presence, though. Bainbridge drives, leaves it for Fullerton. Fullerton mid-range, hits it from the right side from about 10 or 12 feet. Fullerton with 4 points, and it's a two-point lead for the Okers. Coelho hands to Carton. Carton turns, leaves it for Yoakum, who leaves it in turn for Aird. We're going to get a very soft whistle along the baseline. Foul is going to be on. They're going to call a double foul here? Is that what you were thinking? By the mannerisms, that's what I think we've got is a double foul. Still be Warrior ball. So double foul on Carton and on number 21, Bainbridge. So they're saying it becomes a jump ball. So the ball will go to Amity on the alternating possession. 21-19, that's the fourth team foul on the Okers. So the Warriors will be shooting the last 3:44 of this quarter. So this game kind of disjointed right now. They're getting out to wipe up some sweat. Both players, well, no, Bainbridge hit the ground. I don't think Carton ever did. 3:44 remaining, second quarter, 21-19. Okers on top of the Warriors. Trying to get the foul corrected. It was 21, not 12 for the Okers. Still sorting it out. We're still waiting. Officials are talking through the situation, making sure they're on the same page. So we're still waiting for them to sort it out. Now they've got it, I think. Well, we're not okay yet. We're still trying to sort this out. He's like, it's got to be up there, 21. 21 was 21 in the game. He took him out. He took him out. He's not out there now. So four, that's the third foul on Carton. All right, we're still waiting for this to get all sorted out. Now Coach Clark wants to talk to the official. They got it all sorted out, I think, finally. So both teams have four fouls now. All right, here we go. Yoakum inbounds out on top to Coelho. Coelho swings to Carton. Carton back to Yoakum. Yoakum drives, kicks in the corner to Aird. Aird drives. Gets in deep, steps through, bump, no call. Oyua muscles for the rebound. Out to Coelho, 4-3. Good! What a great job by Miles Oyua. Just took that ball away from two white jerseys, kicked it back out to Coelho, who buried the three. Warriors up 22-21. Jacobs drives, going to get a hand check on Yoakum. He put a hand on his hip as he was driving. Going to get called every time for that one. And that's five team fouls, so Jacobs goes to the line to shoot two. Slow second quarter here. .314 left to go. Jacobs misses the first one. He'll have a chance to tie it up here with the second one. Yoakum out. Grove back in. Halftime, we're going to have Sarah Lindgrove on with us. Jacobs hits the second. We are tied at 22. More subs. Chenoweth back into the game. Replaces Fullerton. All right, Warriors ball. 22-22. See if we get some flow to this game. Coming up on the three-minute mark. Grove drives, kicks to Trent. Trent tried to hand off to Quelo. Good defense. Finds Aird on the cut. Aird fouled on the block attempt by Clark. And Coach Clark just beside himself. He just lives and dies with every play. I've never seen that before. He just agonizes over every call. That's why he doesn't have any hair on top of his head. You lose your hair when you agonize like that. Those of us with a full head of hair, it's because we were always relaxed and calm on the sidelines when we coached. Aird hits the first one. Two out of three from the line for the senior. One more coming. Girls with a big win, 47-41 over the Sutherland Bulldogs earlier. Aird hits a pair perfectly. Warriors up on top, 24-22, under 3 minutes to go, first half. Devin appealing to his boys to play big. Hands up on defense. Let's go. 1-3-1 zone with Carton on top. They get it to Jacobs. Jacobs swings it back over to Fusco. Fusco weaving his way through traffic. Hanging from about eight. Misses. Loose ball. Fusco chases it down. Takes a quick trigger three. No good. Oyua knocks it loose. Chenoweth chases it down. Back out to Fusco. The drive. To the basket, lays it up and in as Grove fell down. What did he stop play for? Man, these officials spend more time with the look at me thing. He was checking on Grove. Just let him get up and play. He'll let you know if he's not okay. Tie game, 24-24. Aird, hands to Carton. Carton traveled. Took the move, that pivot foot before he got that dribble down. Trent not happy about it, but it was the right call, unfortunately, for him. Fusco pushes it ahead in a tie game. Woody for three, no good. Carton high for the rebound. Carton throws ahead to Aird. Aird lays it up. And in! What a play by Aird to come down with that ball, turn and get it on the glass without a dribble before he got too far into the backboard. Carton with an aggressive outlet pass. We got to love it, though. Looking up the floor immediately after getting that rebound. Jacobs picks up his dribble to Clark. Off his hands, out of bounds. That's, you see the freshman kind of gangliness there. He just couldn't get his body stopped going one way. He wasn't strong enough to plant and reverse his direction and catch the ball. That'll come with a little bit more strength. When you're 6'7 and 14 years old, you just hard to move sometimes. Grove drives in the corner, back out to Carton, fake the three. Now wants to drive, leaves it for Quelo. Quelo traveled, was hesitation. He wanted to go to Aird, hesitated, then tried to split the defense and picked up his pivot foot before he got the dribble down. Minute 30 to go, second quarter, 26-24, Amity on top. Fusco walks it up, swings it to Jacobs on the left angle. Jacobs, jab step right, steps back for three, fouled on the follow through. That's the call, but Devin appealing to the official, saying that the guy had a leg kick out, and that's initiated all the contact, and Andrew didn't touch him except for the guy's leg kicking out. The official didn't see it that way. He's going to give Jacobs three free throws. Devin was standing right there. The official and Devin having a conversation about this. McShane not a happy camper. At the line, Jacobs for three. 1:16 to go. Hits the first one. Coming back into the game. He shouldn't be back in yet. He should be waiting. Carlson should wait until after the second free throw to come in. One more. Then we'll have the sub. Jacobs makes that one. He's 3 out of 4 from the line. Carlson in. Clark out for the Okers. Tie game, 1:16 to go, second quarter. One more for Colton Jacobs. 5'10 junior guard hits that one. He's hit 4 in a row from the line after missing his first. Warriors down 1 now. Quick pass ahead to Carton. Carton works right, hands off to Coelho, back to Grove. No, off his hand. He wasn't ready for the pass. Grove and Carton did not have good spacing there. They're both kind of in the same location, and I think that confused Grove. The wrap around inside to Carlson. He got inside position on Aird. And Carlson's big, like 6'3", they list him at, probably 275, something like that. And he got that inside position on Aird, picks up his third foul. That'll get Dyer back into the game. No J.J. Howard with his sprained ankle. He's got a bag of ice on it on the bench on the end with his leg up. He's not coming back, folks. Carlson, the only question is, how long will J.J. be out with his sprained ankle? It could be, you get a bad sprain, it can be a month before you're ready to play basketball again, sometimes 6 weeks. So it just depends on how far up that sprain goes and the severity of it. Carlson misses the first and hits the second. So it's a two-point lead. We got a timeout on the floor. Warriors took a timeout, I believe. Boy, these officials are just so lazy. He's just kind of wandering from the baseline, gets to about the Warriors huddle, looks over at the table, says, hey, I took a 30-second timeout, holding the ball under one arm. It's like it's summer league. That's how this officiating feels, like summer league intensity. If I was evaluating these officials, it would be pretty ugly. Not just on missed calls or whatever, but just on their professionalism, on the kind of the way you're supposed to do things, your form, right? There's a certain expectation of delivery of information that just doesn't happen with this group. They're bad with their hand signals. They just don't follow the expectations and the rules of officials. High post, Thayer. Fanny Dyer. Ha, Thayer. Drive by Carton. Draws contact. He'll go to the line to shoot, too. Good sportsmanship there by Chenoweth. Helps him back up after he takes him out. Carton to the line. Fullerton out for the Okers. Nope. Fullerton going to come back in. He's going to replace Chenoweth after the first free throw. Carton to the line, chance to tie this game up with 43 seconds. Just been no flow to this game. We have had very few times where there have been three or four successive trips down the floor without a foul or turnover or a whistle of some sort. Very disjointed first half of basketball. Ugly ball. And we're cleaning up sweat every time down the floor. Slowly. All right. Sweat is cleaned up. It's like these officials are being paid by the minute. Oh, like they are just not in a hurry to do anything out here. Carton to the line to shoot two. First one, no good. Front rim. After the official iced him with the cleanup of the sweat. Trent's got one more coming. He's three out of five from the line now. Coming into the game, Fullerton replaces Chenoweth. Chenoweth has three fouls. One more for Carton. Misses that one also. Rebound to Fusco. So Carton 0 for 2 on that trip. 3 out of 6 from the line now. Fusco with the ball, center circle. 32 seconds and counting here in the first half. Fullerton fakes the 3. Gets it back to Woody. Hands off to Carlson. Over to Fusco on the right side. 24-footer. No good. Rebound. Tipped. And Carton knocks it away. Went off of Woody, the official says. Warriors ball with 16 seconds to go. Grove walks it up slowly. 12, 10, 8 seconds. He crosses over, gets to the top of the key, wraps that pass to Oyua, misses the shot, gets it back, kicks it out in the corner. Coelho did not get the shot off in time. So at halftime, it's 28-26 in favor of Oakland. Your Amity Warriors trailing by 2 after 16 minutes. Warriors were led in that first half by Trent Carton with 8 points. Aird had 5. Grove had 5. Coelho and Howard with three each, and Vrell with two. And Howard, of course, out after that end of the first quarter where he landed on an ankle after an attempted buzzer beater from about 40 feet, came down, rolled his ankle pretty good, and is out of the game. For Oakland at halftime, Fusco with 10, Colton Jacobs with 7, 4 for Fullerton, 3 for Carlson. All right, we're going to have Sarah Lynn Grove joining us now. You can sit right here, Sarah. Here you go. Let you get your headset on and get it adjusted there. All your sweat's gone from your head. You're going to get my headset all sweaty now, are you?
I don't think so. I did have gel in it, though, so...
It might be sticky when it's done.
Might be.
That's okay. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm even better after watching you guys play so well after that first quarter.
I think we're a little nervous the first quarter.
So if my memory serves me right, we got down early in that second quarter. They kind of scored like the first 4 points. They were up 16-9. What's Jed talking about at that point with you guys?
Defense. Being walled up and stuff, and then just getting good looks and how to get around their defense.
They're big, right?
They were really
so they take up a lot of room.
Yeah.
Were they physical?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're big, they're physical. So what did you guys do? You guys had a pretty good run there in the second quarter, got it tied going into the third quarter, came out early in the third quarter, got out to an 11-point lead at one point, 34-23. What was the talk at halftime to get you guys ready? Because you came out in man-to-man defense in the third quarter, right?
Yes.
Was that – what was the conversation around how to play that man-to-man against them?
To be physical and up in their face and put a lot of ball pressure on number one, which
– their point guard, right? Yeah.
And then to front their tall posts at all times.
Fronting was big.
Yeah.
Right. And you guys did a good job on that. Got some turnovers, got them out of what they wanted to do offensively, and we were able to get some points going the other way, got a few steals, some good things happened. So a good start for Amity this year. We're now 3-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant Hill wasn't much of a contest. The game yesterday wasn't that tough. This is a well-coached, fundamentally sound team.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys take from this game besides a win after the game? What areas do you guys see to work on, things that you're going to need to improve kind of going forward?
More of we were out of place a lot in our 1-3-1, so working on that and staying like in fronting and making sure that we are have our help if the ball gets over the person whoever's guarding the high post.
Yeah.
And the physicality of the game and having like the mental toughness of getting through tough, hard physical teams.
And staying out of foul trouble would be good, wouldn't it?
I think
it makes it hard.
Four of us had four fouls, I think.
It makes it hard, right? Because then you can't play the style you want to play because you have to be worried about that foul. And it kind of messes up rotations and things like that, too, when people are having to come out too soon because of the foul trouble. What have you worked on from last year until this year? What parts of your game have you really tried to improve?
Most of the posts, which because in finishing, I've been trying to finish better, but – I don't know. Talking on defense, my defense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So last year you got yourself in foul trouble a lot because you would gamble, right?
Yeah.
On all kinds of passes. And a lot of times that led to an over like zealous foul, right? You would just follow through and get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen that this year. I've seen you kind of be more patient defensively, let it come to you when you're back on the 1-3-1, realizing that, hey, if they score, right?
Mm-hmm.
It happens. But getting into foul trouble means that you're not going to do anything, right?
Yeah.
So it seems like you've changed that.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been intentional or just?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a conversation in practice once when Jed told me that we only get 4 fouls instead of 5 to try and trick me. it was a whole laugh. It was
changing
the
rule.
Yeah. But I just have decided to not foul this year and see if it helps. Not foul, but like be straight up and be picky with which ones I know I can get and which ones I know I can't.
Yeah, it makes sense. How's the team environment?
Good. There's no drama. We're all friends and we all laugh and practices have been fun and we all just like I think we work well together.
So you've got some players, I say young players, but some players that don't have as much varsity experience playing more this year. Kylie Wilson's playing a lot. Mm-hmm. She played the entire second half today, mm-hmm. in part because of some foul trouble. She needed her.
Yeah.
Liliana Rideout's playing more. Mm-hmm. And then Emily Rice is playing more this year. What are you saying to those players, like especially Kylie, because you guys play a lot of the same positions. What advice are you giving her to kind of help her along?
Just to be physical, and if it's like a bad play, just let it go and to move on to the next one. And that even if like she gets a foul or a silly foul, just have her just move on from it and help her work through that.
Is that something that you had to learn?
Yes, definitely was.
And I think you've got some teammates that struggle with that sometimes too, mm-hmm. where, you know, they're frustrated because maybe it was a bad call or maybe they just made a bad decision. Either one, both can happen, but letting that affect the next play or.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure that's been a conversation with coaches as well.
Yes. Mainly the, if we miss a shot, don't run back and try and get the ball because it just leads to a useless foul.
Right. You turn a play that didn't go well into a worse situation, right? So seems like overall, just my impression, we're maybe, and what you kind of talked about with the 131, our 131 hasn't been as effective so far this year as it was last year. Mm-hmm. So that's something you think is pretty fixable, though, something that you guys are talking about.
Learning just placement and how to cover the middle, because sometimes I think we get confused on what, if we're supposed to, who in the middle, if we're supposed to cover the back person or the cutter. So I think just working through that with practice would help that situation. And yeah.
That's good. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it, Sarah Lynn. And hey, great game day. You had 12 points is what I had you for, I think. Mm-hmm. Only 4 in the first half. You had 8 in the second half. You played really well in the second half. And you're making your free throws. You're shooting really well from the foul line. So that's good to see. And I was so excited yesterday. You busted out the three-point shot again. Mm-hmm. Hadn't seen that since, like, Rainier in the state playoffs as a freshman. Because, like, last year you didn't shoot the three much.
Not once, I don't think. Maybe, like, once in a game. And I hesitated before
every
shot.
Right, you weren't. Yeah, it didn't look comfortable last year. So feeling comfortable again with that. Mm-hmm. And that really adds a lot to our offense. Especially when teams want to play man-to-man, if they want to sag off, and you make them pay for that. So nice job shooting that three. Really enjoy watching you watching you play. Love your attitude, and there's less giggling now. You don't giggle as much in games.
Yes, there's only one instance in this game. That's because I didn't know where Maya was, so I just called her name out, and then she just started laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing. But
do you feel like you're getting to be? Don't take this wrong. You need to be a more serious athlete, though, when you're playing, when you're competing.
Yeah, I definitely...
Because you're naturally kind of goofy.
Yeah.
We know that about you.
I've noticed. And there's a lot of time. Like, last year, there's a lot of, like, stop laughing, kind of. And it's more focused, I guess.
Yeah. And I see that. It's just a maturing process, I think, as an athlete. And, and just getting comfortable. And again, some of it, I think, sometimes people laugh or because they're not really sure what else to do in the situation. And I think that you've matured to the point as an athlete now where it's like you're now moving on to the next thing you need to process instead of thinking about what just happened, kind of what you're talking about with Kylie. So nice job on that. Keep being a good leader. I like seeing it.
Thank you.
Nice job, Sarah. We will see. What's our next game?
Tuesday against Corbett.
Tuesday. Oh my goodness. That's going to be exciting.
Yes.
Corbett, number one team in the state. Lost to Banks in the finals last year. Very good team.
They are.
Should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
All right. And that's in Amity, so that'll be fun too. All right. Thanks, Sarah. Have a great trip back.
Thank you. You too.
All right. That was Sarah Lynn Grove visiting with me about kind of how things are going and things that she's working on, the team's working on. Just great kid. If you don't know Sarah Lynn, introduce yourself to her because you won't find a more friendly kid than Sarah Lynn. She is just a joy to have around and we'll visit with anybody about anything, anytime. And so do that. If you see her, walk up, introduce yourself. If you don't know her, say hi. She would love to get to know you. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're not going to take a break. We're going to stay right here. We've only got about a minute left. It is a 28-26 Warrior deficit here by 2 points. As we get ready to start the third quarter, Warriors with a little bit of foul trouble. Brandon Aird, I think, had 3. Quelo picked up 2. I'm trying to think if anybody else had 2. Varell had 2. He got his early in the first quarter. All right, get my whistle wetted again there. And we are just about ready to go. So I'm trying to see who is starting for the Warriors. Looks like it's going to be Vrell, Grove, Coelho, Oyua, and Carton. No JJ with the sprained ankle. And for Oakland, I see Fusco, Jacobs, Bainbridge, Clark, and Chenoweth. It'll be Oakland ball to start the third quarter. Warriors are going to go right to left in front of us here in the second half. As Bill Shonley used to say, right to left on your radio dial. But nobody has a radio dial anymore, so. Not unless you have an old car like Joel Rohde. You might have a radio dial. All right. Oakers are going to inbound. Seems we get everything all set. Warriors in their black uniforms with royal blue trim and white lettering. They throw in, and it's a fight for the ball. Jacobs comes down with it on the far side, or on the near sideline, from the far sideline. He skips it back over. Try to feed the low post. Clark had no idea he was going to feed the low post, and Oyua ends up with a, hey, look what I got, steal. Grove works his way up. High post, Vrell. Vrell had 2 points and two fouls in that first quarter. They get it back to Vrell, spins, tries to go back outside to Oyua, and Fusco knocks it out of bounds, hops over the Amity players on the bench and lands out of bounds. Coelho with it, swings it over. Carton, deep three. No good. Long rebound, Fusco. Fusco's everywhere. Guess he got over the rump bump back there that was causing him some discomfort. He looks like he's back to moving well. On the side, Bainbridge with it. That was a travel by Jacobs. Misses the shot. Fusco inside, rebounds, puts it back up and in. Nobody boxing out. Fusco with his first two of the second half. He's got 12 in the game, leads all scorers. Four-point Oakers lead. High post, Vrell. Looking for Carton on the cut. Not there. Hands to Grove on top. Grove double dribbled. He took a dribble to gather the ball. Pivoted a couple times and then dribbled again. Devin saying that first one was just part of the gather. Oakers with the ball and a four-point lead, 30-26. Fusco swings it over to Jacobs on the left wing, fakes, drives to the elbow, fouled by Grove on the follow-through. Andrew picking up, I think, his third, maybe? First team foul, his third. That's going to put Jacobs on the line to shoot two. Fouled him on an elbow jump shot. Not what you want to do there. Jacobs at the line, makes the first one. He has hit five foul shots in a row. He's 5 out of 6 from the line, and now he's 6 out of 7. So he might not be the guy you want to foul either, him and Fusco. Grove, across the timeline, high post, up at the top of the key with it. Vrell pivots, squares up, hands off to Grove. Grove fakes the three, drives, wraps it around, blocking foul on Chenoweth, his fourth. It was going to be a nice pass by Grove, too. He's going to have Vrell for the lay-in. Into the game, Ryan Fullerton replaces Chenoweth. Fullerton had 4 points in the first half. A little bit better ball handler than Chenoweth, not as physical. Grove, left corner, wants to drive. Nothing there. Back out to Vrell. Vrell, hands to Grove. Cousins on the exchange there. Works off a high screen. They're really denying Trent the ball. Grove drives, hangs, misses. Rebound. Pulled down by the Oakers. Fusco walks it up. 6 minutes to go. Amity struggling with the offense. Three-pointer by Fullerton misses. Comes all the way back from the three-point line. Resets to Fusco. Where's your man-to-man defense? And yet nobody was guarding Fullerton or boxed him out. On top. Swing it to Fusco on the right side. Drives. Gets in, misses. Oyua has it. Jump ball. It's going to be Amity ball in the alternating possession. 5:34 left to go third quarter. 6-point Okers lead, 32-26. Amity has yet to score here in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Grove will take a three out top. Halfway down, won't stay. Clark tips, tipped again. And the rebound by number 21, that's Bainbridge. Fusco traveled. He faked the pass and then drug the pivot foot before he could get the dribble down. It's going to be Amity ball on the far sideline. Grove with it, running the point. We approach the 5-minute mark in the third quarter. High post, Vrell. Squares up, 17-footer, no good. Rebound, Fusco. 6-point lead and the ball at the 5-minute mark. Fusco walks it up, swings to Fullerton on the right angle. Harton on him, gives it up to Jacobs, back to Fusco on, now Fusco on the left wing with it. Steps back, 22-footer, no good. Rebound, Oyua. Outlet, Carton. Carton. Wanted to pass that ball. He's going to be fouled on the drive, on the shot. He was trying to get it to Vrell, and he just couldn't get a handle on that pass soon enough. Carton to the line to shoot two. Carton's first one, no good. Struggling at the line tonight. He's missed three in a row. It's 3 out of 7 overall. It's been a little short on several. Second one. Good. There we go. So 4 out of 8 for Carton. 32-27. We got a timeout on the floor taken by Amity. Going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC, and Podbeam. We'll be right back. All right. Coming out of the timeout here in the third quarter. There is 4:38 left to go in this quarter. Warriors trail 32-27. They've been outscored 4-1 in this quarter, so it hasn't been a very impressive quarter by either team. Very disjointed game. Just talking with Natalie about that at the break, that just no flow to this game. And when there is a stoppage, it seems like the stoppage takes longer than it needs to. Clark works through. Oyua takes care of him. Bainbridge swings to Fusco. Fusco wants to drive Vrell on him. Vrell can play some defense. I like this matchup for the Warriors. Fullerton drives, hangs, challenged, gets it to roll in anyway. Tough shot by Fullerton. He's got 6. Vrell for 3. Buries it. Keon Vrell just squared up, shot the ball, get him away from that high post and let him face the basket. He can shoot. 34-30 game. Under 4 to go, third quarter. Fusco to Clark on the right wing. On top. Gets it back from Jacobs. Now swings to Fullerton. Fullerton fakes left. Back to Clark on the right angle. Fullerton over to Fusco on the left angle. Wants to drive. Hangs. No good on the floater. Ball off of Vrell and out of bounds. Warrior coach is not happy at all about the lack of a charge call. It's going to be Okers' ball on the sideline. We've got another delay here. Everything takes so long. My goodness. I've just never seen officials take this long to solve everything. This guy just likes to come over and just clarify every little thing with the scorer's table. 3:34 left to go third quarter. So it's like that was a ball out of bounds that should have been literally a 10-second stoppage tops. Instead, it takes about 30. Fusco can't get the shot off. Get a shot clock violation because the clock had not reset on the previous one. 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Warriors down by 4 with the ball. Grove works right, hands to Coelho. Coelho, top of the key, swings to Vrell. Looks at the 3, doesn't take it. Hits Carton popping out. Carton drives, kicks to Vrell for 3. hits it. Keon with back-to-back threes for the Warriors. It's a one-point game, 34-33. And Coach Clark yelling at the official, just teed him up. He was past half court yelling at the official, and he's still yelling at him, giving Jeff Clark a bad name everywhere, telling you. He said that there was taunting, so he jumped right in his face and screamed at him is what he said. So Grove goes to the line to shoot two for the technical. Coach Clark calls his team over to talk to them. Grove hits the free throw. He's got one more coming. It's a tie game right now. And he gets them both. So Warriors up 35-34 and the ball because of the technical foul after the play. Two shots on the ball. It's going to be Amity ball on the far sideline. Get it into Varell. He's hit a pair of threes to Carton. Carton hangs and scores. And Clark up yelling again. He's not supposed to be off his seat now. Carton with the basket. Warriors now up 37-34. Remember, this was a 34-27 game. Grove almost got the steal. Instead, he's going to get the fourth. Foul's going to be on Grove. And the official got mad at Grove because as he was trying to catch his balance, he ran into the official, and the official reprimanded him. We've got a timeout taken by Jeff Clark and the Oakland Okers as he continues to work this official, complaining about unsportsmanlike stuff from Amity. It is a 37-34 game. Well, you know, we had a boring game until the last minute. 2:37 left to go. It is a full timeout. They finally started the timeout clock. So I would love to hear the little things he's mumbling here to the table, but I can't pick it up. So Coach Clark now is supposed to remain seated the rest of the game. He was up off his seat complaining about something almost immediately. I don't think he does seated very well while he's coaching. So he's drawing up what he wants from his team offensively. They haven't scored in a while. They've only scored 6 points in the quarter. Amity was down 34-27. Warriors have scored 10 straight points right now to make it 37-34. He's allowed to stand up what?
He's allowed to stand up. He just has to stay.
Oh, they've changed that rule then. Used to have to sit the rest of the game. Okay. All right, Okers ball, right side of the key along the baseline. Get it in the corner to Fusco. Fusco wants to drive. Coelho cuts him off to Fullerton. Fullerton trying to drive. Hands off to Jacobs. Jacobs up on top. Warrior bench encouraging the defense. Man-to-man. Very intense out there right now. To find the cutter. Lost it. Coelho with the steal. Coelho slows it down across half court. Tries to get it. And Fusco with a steal. Trying to get it to the hot hand. Keon Vrell. Coelho didn't see the trailer. Fullerton right side. Three. No good. Rebound. Yoakum. Yoakum in traffic. It's fouled. No call. Flips the ball ahead to Carton. Carton across half court, puts the brakes on. Swings it over to Varell. Game's getting way more intense here. Got to love that. Varell behind the back. His pass tipped, gets it out to Yoakum. Back to Carton. 18 on the shot clock. Carton behind the back, pulls up from about 8 and misses it. Nice looking shot, and then Oyuo with a reach in from behind. That's going to be the second foul on the Warriors this quarter. Oyuo's third. Okers have three fouls. 1:42 remaining third quarter. intensity on both ends of the floor has definitely picked up here in the last couple of minutes. The threes by the Warriors, the technical foul, some turnovers down low. They get the ball, a shot up from the left side. I couldn't see who that was. I think it was number 15 into the game, but I don't have his name in my book, so I don't know who that is. Vrell out top for three. Push that one a little bit. Rebound, Fusco. High in the air. Good athlete. Really gets off the ground well. Fusco, top of the key, crosses over, leaves it for Fullerton for three. No good. Carton, standstill rebound. And they say the ball is knocked out of his hands. Looked like he got fouled there. I don't know. Wow. I think he was waiting for the foul call right in front of the official. The official says it went off a carton out of bounds. Nothing you can do about it. Just got to move on. Fusco inbounds to Fullerton. Fullerton back out on top. Bainbridge misses the three. Carton with the rebound. Throws it ahead to Vrell on the right side. Vrell pulls up in the corner. Coelho for three. No good. Rebound inside. Yoakum puts it up and in. Yoakum just battling for position down there. Got that weak side inside position. Got the offensive rebound back up and in with the right hand. 5-point Warrior lead. And that one's off of the hands. Yoakum tipped it. Jumping that passing lane. And then went off of Jacob's hands and out of bounds. Great hustle by Yoakum. Both ends of the floor. 34 seconds left to go, third quarter. A switch just flipped when Vrell hit that first three for the Warriors, and they've had new energy. Jacobs with a steal on Yoakum. Carton fakes the attempt at the block. Ball's loose underneath after the missed shot. Jacobs is going to be fouled. He didn't need to foul him. He was right underneath the basket. He didn't have a good angle to shoot. Ball be out of bounds on the baseline. That's the third team foul on the Warriors. And the third on Coelho. Clark checking back in for number 15, whoever that is. Not in the program. They're going to stack it up. No, they're going to box it up. Carton getting right up on Fullerton. Carton can be a real irritant. There's a little leave by Fusco for Clark. He lays it up and in. That's a nicely designed play. 39-36 Warriors with 10 seconds. We're going to get an offensive foul. Carton with a push off on Fusco. Seven-point-9 seconds remaining. That's the third on Carton. Going to get him out and get Dyer in so that Carton doesn't pick up a fourth foul in the last 8 seconds. Little out of control, trying to gain his balance. Extended that left arm. Fusco with it. 6 seconds across half court. Pulls up. 21-footer. No good. Rebound inside. Oyua. Throw it ahead. Can't get the shot off. And after three quarters, Amity with a 39-36 lead as we head to the final 8 minutes after these messages. We'll be back in a moment. All right. Start of the fourth quarter here from Sutherland High School. We'll try that again. Start of the fourth quarter here from Sutherland High School. Amity Warrior boys leading the Oakland Okers 39-36. Amity playing without J.J. Howard since the end of the first quarter with a sprained ankle. Had a bad second quarter. Didn't have a very good start to the third quarter. But finished the last 3.5 minutes of the third quarter on a great tear. Vrell almost had the steal. He had it. I think it was knocked away by number 12, Woody, but they said it went off of Vrell. Vrell pleading his case doesn't matter. But good hustle by Akeon to jump that passing lane. Jacobs inbounds on top. Fusco with it. Back to Jacobs on the left wing. Run their little circle, cuts around the top. There's a steal by Yoakum. Yoakum takes it in, lays it up, misses that. Ball's loose, and we're going to get a foul on, I think, Yoakum. Yoakum had that lay and just put it up a little too strong. Great job picking the pocket, though, of Colton Jacobs. The foul was on Yoakum. His second. All right, we'll try this again. Neither team being able to score here the first couple times down the floor. On the wing, it's Woody. Swings it down to the corner to Clark. Doesn't even look to shoot. They get it left side. Fusco fakes the three. Drives. Hangs. Lays it up and in. Had to work his way around around Trent there at the end. Warriors up one. Coelho hands it off to Trent. Might have been fouled. No call. His pass knocked away, intended for Dyer, and Fusco heads up the floor the other way. Aird coming in next, dead ball. Woody guarded by Vrell out here on the right wing. On top, Fullerton thinks about a three, wants to drive, gets to the rim, lays it up and in off the glass. Got around Carton. Carton playing with three fouls, didn't want to pick up a fourth one early in the fourth quarter. 1 point deficit now. Warriors behind. Timeout taken by Coach McShane. It'll be a full timeout as there was nothing happening that time down the floor. Trent was holding the ball and there was nothing going on and they were kind of stuck. So take a break here. We'll be right back on KLYC and Podbean. Amity Warrior basketball from Sutherland High School. Boy, the Warriors trying to win this little tournament here. Girls won their side of it. They played North Douglas yesterday, had an easy win, and then had a hard-fought 47-41 win today over the home team, Sutherland. That was 2-3 or 2-4, depending on what rankings you look at here early in the season. But Sutherland's a good team. The boys trying to win their side of it here against Oakland, trying to get to a 2-1 record overall on the season. Coelho drives, dishes to Vrell. Vrell gets into the lane with the left hand, blocked by Clark. Dyer ends up with it, blocked again by Clark. Dyer with it again, puts it up, misses, long rebound, out of bounds. It's going to be Oakland ball. Welcome to 6-7. Good job by the freshman Clark with a couple of blocks in there. Fusco up the middle of the floor, slowly swings in on the left side. Fullerton starts to drive, cut off, picks up his dribble, gets it in the corner. Chenoweth swings to Fusco for three. Good. Fusco, their best player, let him catch the ball out there and get his feet set. He gives them a 4-point lead. Yoakum to Vrell. Vrell hands to Aird. Aird back to Yoakum. Tries to go to Aird. Knocked out of bounds by Chenoweth. Grove in. Yoakum out. So it's Grove, Coelho, Aird, Vrell, and Dyer. Coelho with it out on top. Down four. Coelho to Aird. It's a screen from Coelho. Coelho with a three out top. No good. Rebound off the backboard. Aird with it. Back out to Grove for three. No good. Dyer had it. Fusco took it right away from him as he brought it down. Just played stronger on that one. 5-minute mark approaching. 43-39. Oakland on top. Amity has not scored this quarter in 3 minutes. They've been outscored 7-0. Chenoweth dribbling it. Gets it over to Fusco on the right side, fakes on the baseline, misses everything. Long rebound, Aird. Aird up the right side of the floor, puts the brakes on to the three-point line. Gets it down low to Dyer. Dyer, jab step, back out to Aird. Aird, Coelho with it on top, swings it over to Grove. Grove drives, fouled. No, they're going to say all ball on that. He got hit from the side. There was a block on top, but there was a foul from the side that wasn't called. Both coaches working different officials right now trying to get some sympathy. Grove. Are you watching before the charge or after? Coach Clark working the official, looking for a charge. Grove going to inbound left side of the key on the baseline. It's it into Varell. Varell in the low post, out to Coelho. Coelho can't get the shot off to Aird. Aird to the foul line. Steps through, double dribbled, and they were slow to blow the whistle, but that's what it was. They got it. 4:20 left to go. Trent in. Trent gets Aird. 4:20 left to go, fourth quarter. 43-39. Warriors trail by four. Haven't scored this quarter. Really struggling right now to get anything going on the offensive end. Hasn't been great on the defensive end either. It's a 7-0 quarter right now for Oakland. The drive, lost the ball. That was Bainbridge on the drive. Just lost it. OUA gets credit for the steal. Carton pulls up for three. No good. Rebound inside. Coelho fouled by the 6'7 Clark. That's 5'10 versus 6'7. Draws the foul because he was aggressive. Went right back up before Clark really even knew what was going on. That's Clark's second foul. Coelho to the line to shoot two. The Warriors on the board here in this fourth quarter. Coelho, short. Front rim that one. Coelho with 3 points in the game. Clark out. Fullerton out. So they have Chenoweth, Bainbridge, Jacobs, Fusco, and number 15. Coelho misses them both. That hurts. Got to make your free throws. Lose this game, you're going to look at that foul line and some poor free throw shooting by the Warriors. Fusco brings it up the floor. Swings it to the right with a four-point lead. 3:40 to go. 15 with it out on top. We're going to get a foul on Trent. His fourth. Fouled Fusco. That's the second team foul on the Warriors, I think. Fourth on Trent. Just too physical away from the ball. Bainbridge going to inbound. Gets it into Fusco. Fusco. Top of the key. Coelho on him. Swing at the right side to 15. 15 looking for the cutter. Doesn't give it to him. Traveled. Got away with it. Fusco. Left side. Drives. Offensive foul. No basket. And Coach Clark about to lose it. He sits down. He slams his chair three or four times. Sits back. The shot went in, but no shot because of the offensive foul. Back when I was playing, many, many moons ago, if you got the shot off before the offensive foul, you would get the basket if it went in, and then they would give you the offensive foul. Now they don't do that. You can't ever get that both ways. So Warriors with a big foul on Fusco, his third. Trent, deep three. Banks it in. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes you need a little luck. Trent banks that one in from 21 feet on the right angle. 3 minutes to go, a one-point game. Clark and Fullerton coming back in and momentarily. On top, Jacobs. They swing it to Fusco, right side three. No good. Halfway down, long rebound. Grove saves it. And he stepped out of bounds. Oh, my goodness, he didn't have to save it. He was the only person there. He could have let it go out of bounds. He chose to save it, but then couldn't keep his toes off the line. 43-42, Oakers on top. 2:39 remaining fourth quarter. There's two fouls on each team, so nobody's close to the bonus yet. Get it into Fusco on top. Fusco gets a screen. Traveled. Took an extra step. Good defense by Carton to slide over. Fusco's trying to get his balance and took one, shuffled that pivot foot a little bit. Timeout, Oakland. Going to be a full or a 30 here. 32nd, we'll stay here. .236 remaining, fourth quarter. 43-42, Oakland on top of Amity in this boys' varsity matchup. If Oakland wins this, they move to 2-0 on the season. If Amity wins it, they move to 2-1. Oakland beat Sutherland yesterday 58-21. We watched Sutherland play before the girls' game, and oh my goodness, they are bad. They're really bad. They lost to North Douglas by 10, 12 points. I don't know what it was, but I mean, it looked like a JV basketball game. It did not look like varsity basketball. I'll leave it at that. And they only have like 9 or 10 kids on their team. They don't even have a full varsity squad. Not good participation on the boys' side. The girls' side, loaded with athletes. All right, Warriors ball. Down one. Cuello, high post. Varell gives it to Carton. Carton works off a little Varell screen. Back to Cuello on top. Cuello dribbles right. Kicks to Varell in the corner. Right corner. Three-pointer, no good. A little strong. He hit a couple threes earlier this quarter. Hasn't been able to get anything else going since then. Need to run some stuff where he pops out off his screen to get an open look, I think. Jacobs with it on top to Clark. Swings it to Fusco. Fusco for three. No good. Long rebound. Pulled down by Fullerton. Hooks a shot back up and in. Oh, my goodness. Ryan Fullerton with 10. Didn't have anywhere else to go with it, so he shot it. Grove with it on top. Little dribble drive to Varell. Varell looks at the three. Doesn't have it. Back out to Grove. Fakes the three. Drives right. All the way to the basket. Lays it up and in through traffic. Good job by Andrew Grove. Grove with 11 in the game. No, that can't be right. 7 in the game. No, 9 in the game. We'll get it right. 9 points for Andrew. Warriors back down one. Fullerton fakes the three, drives, kicks. Clark looks at the three. He's not going to shoot that. Back out to Jacobs. On top, Chenoweth swings to Fusco, left side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Fusco steps back, 23-footer, hits it. Just not guarding him. He gave him 4 feet of room. He doesn't care how far out he is. Brell looks at the three. Down low, Oyua. Hook shot blocked by Clark. Oh, they're going to call foul. Wow, I thought he had a clean block on that. Looked like it to me. Maybe his left arm was down low. Going to put Oyua on the line to shoot two. 51 seconds left to go. It's a three-point game. Oyua with a chance to cut into that. Oyua's first one. Perfect. Shot by Miles. First point of the game for the senior post. He's done a good job on the board, though, in this game, especially early on in the first quarter. He was a real force. Second one for Oyua. Little strong. Rebound pulled down by Chenoweth. So the Warriors cut it to a two-point game. Three. Should be a two-point game, right? I thought we were down three or four. Thought we were down three. All right. So it's a three-point game, 48-45. No, I think that's right, because Fusco hit a three when they had a one-point lead. So it's a three-point game with 42 seconds to go. We got a full timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC and Podbean. Amity Warrior Basketball from Sutherland High School. Boys playing shorthanded after the first quarter is J.J. Howard out with a rolled ankle. Hopefully not too serious. Doesn't miss too much time. 42.1 seconds left to go. 48-45. Okers up by three on the Warriors. Three team fouls for the Okers, two for the Warriors. And it's Okers' ball. 26 on the shot clock. Amity's had a hard time scoring this quarter. Just 6 points in the fourth quarter. They've been outscored 12-6. Chenoweth on the side here. Inbounds it. Gets it into Fusco. Fusco fouled. That's the third foul. It's going to be ball out of bounds. That's on Dyer. So that's three team fouls. Need to get two more to get this thing stopped. Get it into Fusco. Fusco works to the right. fouled by Dyer. Cusco trying to get the shot. You're not going to get it. Not going to get two shots on that. So that's 14 fouls on the Warriors. So now you want to foul somebody besides Fusco. You didn't care who you fouled the first two. Oh, you are coming in. No, we got a 30-second timeout. Taken by Oakland. We'll stay right here. 31.7 seconds remaining. 48-45 is our score. They're going to be fouling and putting somebody on the line very quickly here. That's the goal. Without too much time elapsed, and preferably not Fusco or Jacobs. Those would be the two guys you don't want to foul. So Bainbridge is 2 out of 6 from the line. Number 21, if you could foul Bainbridge, that would be excellent. Grove and Carton both have 4 personal fouls, so you don't want either one of them doing the fouling. Second buzzer there. Warriors back on the floor. Oyuwa, Carton, Quelo, Vrell, and Grove. And on the floor for the Okers, it's Chenoweth, Clark, Fullerton, Jacobs, and Fusco. So you kind of like to foul the freshman, probably. Bainbridge not in there. Clark's 2 for 2, but I think I take my chances on fouling him. They get it into Fusco. Fusco's not who you want to foul, but they have to. Fusco will go to the line to shoot 2. Fusco at the line today, 2 out of 2. He's got 14, 20 points in the game. And now he's got 20 also because he missed the front end of the one-on-one. Kind of rushed that a little bit, it looked like. 28.4 seconds remaining. His cockiness went away just a little bit there. Misses them both. Rebound, Carton. Gets it ahead to Vrell. Vrell up the left side. Leaves it for Carton. Back to Vrell. Got the open look for 3. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Grove puts it back up. No good. Saved. Fusco with it. Going up the other way. Vrell's going to foul him. No shot attempt. They say it was on the floor. Coach Clark wants the continuation. Not going to get it. Foul was on the floor, so it'll be 2 shots. Fusco's throwing everything up every time somebody's tried to foul him. So he'll go to the line with 11 seconds left. He just missed a pair. So we're waiting for an official to help him with his shoe. Apparently he can't untie his own shoe. And it came off. So Fusco gets his shoe back on. No, not yet. Apparently it's harder than it looks. Ties his shoe. And he'll go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. Just missed a pair. Warriors had a fantastic look at a 3-pointer to tie the game from Vrell. Warrior girls making lots of noise. Fusco misses the foul shot, puts his hands on his head in disbelief, has missed 3 straight foul shots. This is a guy that drains threes, jumpers, all kinds of stuff. Fusco misses again. Warriors with the ball. 8 seconds. Timeout. So Fusco just missed 4 straight foul shots. He's beside himself as he heads to the bench. Any one of those puts the game away, probably. And instead, their best player misses all 4 of them. And I think he missed all 4. The ball came off to the right every single time. So he's got to get his head on straight here. Warriors with about 8 seconds left, I believe. They're going to get the ball. in the back court near the end of the near the score table end of the Oakland bench. So they will be looking for a three. That's all that Oakland is going to do is guard the three-pointer. Oakland with three fouls, so they can foul a non-shooter, eat up a couple of seconds off the clock potentially, and make the Warriors have to reset. This is a full timeout. 48-45, Oakland on top. Check the clock here when the countdown from the timeout runs down. I believe there's about 8 seconds. Exactly 8 seconds. Vrell's going to be the inbounder. He's the guy you want shooting the three. Coach Clark in his ear a little bit. I don't know. A little gamesmanship there. Gets it into Grove, and there's the foul. So they're going to foul again, I think. So only a second and a half comes off. That's the fourth on Fusco. I think that was too quick. I'm not sure why they did that fast, unless they just wanted to see kind of what the setup was. Get it into Grove. Grove works quickly to Carton, and it's we're going to get a ball out of bounds. Grove went down hard. No foul called. I'm going to say it went off of Carton and out of bounds. Carton saying I got shoved with 2 seconds. So the Warriors with 2.0 seconds are on defense now. Chenoweth going to inbound the ball. Carton right up in front of him. Waiting for the ball to be handed to him. And Grove just picked up an intentional foul. Obviously didn't understand the rule. He just fouled out. That's going to be 2 shots and the ball. He fouled before the ball was inbounded on purpose. So that's going to be 2 shots. That's 5 for Grove. So clearly he didn't understand that you can't intentionally foul before the ball is inbounded. Yoakum in. So this is 2 shots and the ball. It's like a technical foul. So to the line, Colton Jacobs. Jacobs misses the first one. One more coming for the junior guard. Makes the second one. Finally, they have their 4-point lead they've been looking for. And it's going to be ball on the side. This one is over with 2 seconds left. Not going to get a 4-point play here. Chenoweth inbounds. Fusco fouled. The 0.9. It just doesn't make any sense with 4 seconds left or with 2 seconds left down 4. 5 on Coelho. He fouls out. Unless your goal is to make this game as long as humanly possible. It's already been the longest boys basketball game I can remember for one that didn't go into multiple overtimes. Fusco misses again from the foul line. That's been the only entertaining thing here in the last minute of this game. Has been Fusco going 0 for 5 from the foul line. Goes through his little routine, couple quick dribbles, and bounces one in. So he finally makes one after missing 5 straight. All right, final score, 50-45 in favor of Oakland. Warriors gave that one away in the fourth quarter with a pretty poor offensive performance. They had a 3-point lead headed into the fourth. They got outscored 14-6 in the fourth quarter. Warriors were led tonight by Trent Carton. Carton had a couple of threes, 14 points total. Grove had 9. Vrell had 8, hit a couple of threes in that third quarter and just could never really get going again. Good defense by Oakland, and Warriors' offensive execution just wasn't great in that fourth quarter at all. All right, that is it from Sutherland High School. Next game coming up for the Warrior Boys will be against Riverdale on the 7th at home. The girls will play on the 5th at home. So they both play at home next week. The girls play Corbett on the 5th. The boys play Riverdale on the 7th. So those will be our next broadcasts. If you can't be at the game, please make sure you tune in and support Warriors basketball. Hey, win or lose, it is always a great day to be a Warrior. Have a good night, everybody.